I'm Rich Thomason. It is not the retaliation promised by the White House for American military deaths in the Mideast, but the U.S. has once again struck Houthi rebel drones in Yemen. Tax relief gets a green light, approved by the House.
It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit for millions of families and restores three key business tax breaks. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up. But it passed the House 357-70.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. After drenching Northern California with flooding rains,
the rain threat is moving pretty steadily towards the east-southeast. So even though they will get some heavy rain across Southern California, it's not as wet as some past atmospheric rivers, which have tended to be much slower moving.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says it's the first of two atmospheric rivers drenching California. Also at SRNNews.com, it gave way with a deafening whine. And when the dust had settled at the Boise airport, there were fatalities.
Officials in Boise say three people were killed and nine injured, some in critical condition, when a steel-framed airplane hangar suffered a catastrophic collapse Wednesday evening.
I mean, it was a very chaotic scene, as you can probably imagine.
Boise Fire Department Operations Chief Aaron Hummel.
The main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
Hummel said some of the victims were on an elevated platform when the structure fell. Witnesses described a loud noise like a dog whining as the building fell down in the shape of an M and part of a crane on top. Boise's regular airport operations were not impacted. Audio courtesy KIVI. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street, Dow futures 2 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 83 points. This is SRN News. Senators blasted the CEOs of social media companies on Wednesday for the harm their products are doing to America's children. But one evangelical leader doesn't think that much will change.
The big question is, what in the world are the senators going to do? It's one thing for Republicans and Democrats to show bipartisan concern and a bipartisan awareness of an emergency, but how is that going to get translated into legislation that can be signed into law by a president and actually see the light of day? What will actually change?
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says time for parents to take action.
You need to ask yourself a very hard question, and that is, how much do you actually know? I mean, really know about the social media activities of your own children and teenagers.
Some experts say moms and dads need to bar their kids from using social media entirely. They say the risk to children is simply too great. You can hear more from Dr. Mohler in his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. The world's largest exporter of cars and trucks? Not the U.S., and apparently it's no longer Japan either.
The Japan Automobile Manufacturers Association reported Japan exported 4.42 million vehicles in 2023. That's up 16% from a year earlier, while domestic auto sales totaled nearly 4.78 million vehicles. According to figures released earlier by the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, China exported 4.91 million vehicles last year. That was nearly 58% more than the year before.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A video taken by a high schooler shows Indiana lawmaker Jim Lucas flashing a holstered gun at students. They were visiting the State House to talk to lawmakers about gun control. During an exchange on gun control, Lucas told the students, "I'm carrying now." Lawmakers do have the right to bear arms inside the state capitol. More details, SRNNews.com.